Hello, everybody. This is Franklin Taggart with The Reset, and I just wanted to mention that later in this particular episode with Sony Jackson and Nancy Garnand, Sony's going to give us a walkthrough on a program called Strategic Success Tools. And I think it's going to be important, if you'd like to take a look at that, for you to be able to watch it on video. For those of you who are listening through podcast platforms, there will be a link in the description that will take you directly to a video for this walkthrough. I don't want you to miss out on it. I think you'll really like what you see. So without further ado, thanks for listening and watching. And now it's time for The Reset. The Reset Podcast is a show about fresh starts. In business, career, relationships, health, and life in general, sometimes we all go forward to a new square one. Every moment is a new opportunity to begin again, and my guests will tell you how, when, and why they decided to reset their lives. I'm Franklin Taggart. Welcome to the Reset Podcast. Welcome, everybody, to the Reset Podcast. My name is Franklin Taggart, and my guests today are a couple of extraordinary entrepreneurs, Nancy Garnand and Sony Jackson. And I'm delighted to have these two on the show today to talk a little bit about, first of all, where they're coming from, but also about a new tool that they've developed, or a new set of tools that they've developed called Strategic Success Tools. And I'm very excited to lead the conversation in that direction. And we'll start today with Nancy. Nancy, would you mind telling the listeners a little bit about your background and a little bit about, you know, the things that you've been up to as an entrepreneur for the past bunch of years?
Okay, we have a short amount of time, so I'm going to reduce it to the amount of time we actually have for this. Basically, I started off my career in a banking position, a loan position, and I had no idea of the value of that. I started with Valley National Bank in Arizona, and that's after I raised in Santa Fe, New Mexico. So I really have a passion for the arts. So I'm jumping around a little bit, but this will all weave together, I promise you. So in the banking then, I did commercial loans, I did consumer loans, I did collections, I popped cars. It's kind of fun to tell people that because they go, you did what? Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, when my position in the bank was eliminated, I had to decide, do I stay in banking or do I try something new? And I decided to try something new and give real estate 2 years. Mm. That was back in 1995. I still give real estate 2 years. I know. But it's, you know, you don't want to stick with something that's not working. You want to enjoy. And to me, a job is a way of life. It's not a job just to make money. It's a lifestyle compatible to where I like to spend my time. Through that process of being a real estate agent, I learned about business marketing or business coaching. I learned and met some wonderful people. And I used a whole lot of different database management systems for me to manage my client relationships with, to stay in touch, to the point that they were on your computer, then they became online and vice versa. And finally, I stumbled on one that I really like. Now, I would like to jump to Sony Jackson, because this is where I met her, was through that real estate business coaching system. And she has made such a huge difference in my life that helped me survive and be profitable during the downturn of the real estate market.
Wow.
It was devastating for people. And without her assistance, I might have been starting a new job.
All right. So that gives us a good lead in to hear from Sony.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Sony.
Well, thanks so much for having us, Franklin. And Nancy, what an introduction. You're such a wow, always. And so my background, actually, I have a degree in art, an MBA, and a doctorate in education. So immediately I go to a learning organization. And that company was, the man I married had a coaching company, and he was all about new information. And he was a marketer just by trade, and that happened to fall in my wheelhouse. And at the time, when we first started, he started a little coaching, and it was all real estate marketing, by the way. And we started it, and we had money-making websites and all of these online tools. That was back before Google. was doing paid advertising. That was back before Yahoo was doing paid advertising. There was a company before GoTo.com, but I can't remember what it was. But we actually used to, this is crazy, buy ads for a penny. And that was the point at which Nancy joined us. And we taught her how to get leads via the internet, paid ads. And then what do you do? So somebody gets to your website, what do you do next? Oh, well, you got to get their name and email. And then what do you do next? Well, you got to follow up with them. And so marketing funnels, who knew that's what they're called? But that's kind of the way we specialized. And we worked with that for 15, 20 years. And then time went on and I left that company and started my own. So still doing the same thing, marketing. But I really wanted to work more with small businesses. And this is where Nancy and I just really totally align, because both of us, me going out on my own, really made a difference, because I looked around and said, okay, there are not a lot of tools for somebody just starting out on their own. And that's where she's like, okay, so let's look at what resources are available, because we both have technology and we have marketing and we have networking, and we kind of blended all of that together in such a beautiful partnership, because, you know, she really is an entrepreneur's entrepreneur, and she is willing just to dive right in. And her passion, as well as mine, is small businesses and helping us get the tools to succeed, which is why we named the company Strategic Success Tools. We want to be strategic about how you succeed.
Exactly. Well, I didn't realize that your history with internet marketing goes back all the way to the beginning.
That's
pretty great. I mean, it's
1998.
Like, oh my gosh. You were at the very tip top of it.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. So that long history, I'm sure, has informed a lot about the products that you've created. We're going to get specifically into the products a little bit later.
Okay.
But I'm really interested to hear a little bit more personally. You came out of this PhD in education, and you had your other degree in art. Had you ever even considered that real estate and entrepreneurship would be your path?
No, never. I really was on the path because I was a grants writer and strategic planner for the college, and I taught business. So that all kind of fits together with entrepreneurship, but I really didn't think about it until I married this guy who was an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
And I surrounded myself with entrepreneurs. And it was like when I chose to go out on my own, I was like, I'm unemployable. I can't really work for somebody else. Although I wanted to be a community college president at one time, I was just like, that bureaucracy drives me insane. I love the responsiveness of owning my own business and being able to say, okay, here's what I need to do. And, you know, quite often, if you have enough money, you can solve a problem. And if you don't have enough money, you're going to be really creative about solving a problem. And that's kind of where strategy comes in, right?
Now, that's another question that comes up is, when did you really start to realize the central importance of strategy in a business?
From the get-go.
Okay.
I mean, if you don't know where you're going, how are you going to get there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's one of the biggest mistakes that a lot of small businesses make, and that is that they don't think about creating systems for their business early on. And it's like, the systems are the thing that make the difference for most businesses. It's like, that's what makes it, you know, productive and efficient and profitable. And it's like, you've already, with your tools, you are actually killing part of that learning curve, I'm afraid. But the nice thing is that people don't have to reinvent the wheel. I'm going to Nancy again. Nancy, if you can talk a little bit about, as you started to work with Sony's coaching company, what were the things that like really blew you away in terms of how they changed your way of doing things?
Well, trying to fully understand what a target market is and why. That was huge. And even today, she still catches me on slipping back into old habits. So you know, you have a limited number of resources and time and money to put towards something, and you can throw the shit on the wall and see if anything sticks. Or you can say, I want to have a buyer that's ready to buy a house today, or I have a business and I want have a client to come in today to buy my product. You can be that laser focused. Your time and energy is spent towards creating that to happen, and it does. Mm-hmm. Not just whatever's going to come your way. You're going to actively ask for what you need and want to benefit them.
So it's a lot more proactive than reactive. You're really taking the initiative.
Some of the other stuff works, but not as well.
Yeah. And as you, you know, you just mentioned that you went through the last recession and were able to go through it without, you know, without losing the business. And yeah. Can you talk a little bit about what was the difference for you that made the difference overall?
Well, I had the business coaching of Sony there to support me, the systems in place, because I've been doing the systems all along. And when you're doing the systems all along, it's like having a water faucet. You turn up the water faucet, you turn it down. I kept it going and nothing was coming in, but it did come in at a lower level. So I kept behaving and acting like the business was there, doing what she was telling me, even though once in a while I was kicking and screaming about it.
Yeah.
But it, I made more money then. And I didn't let the economy say, Nancy, you're not going to make money. You're going to go out of business. I just learned how to adjust my behaviors to thrive in it.
Very good. Very good. Let's fast forward a little bit then to strategic success tools. We're going to get into the system a little bit more in detail later on, but I'd like to talk a little bit about what were the conditions that you saw in the marketplace that said, this really needs to be created and it needs to happen now. When you created strategic success tools?
Should I go, Sony?
Yes.
I was using a database system that I loved. And I thought that so many more people needed to take advantage of this, to have the opportunity. And I was frustrated that for whatever reason, it wasn't meant for me to sell somebody else's system. So I kept going to Sony, I think we would be awesome together. I think we have similarities and differences. And I think that's a key thing, is we're not trying to be around somebody who gives a yes person to us. We actually challenge each other. Mm-hmm. And because of that challenging and the differences that we have, we make it better. So I said, let's go. She actually had the contacts for us to make this happen.
Okay. So Sony, do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Sure. Well, she did kind of take me kicking and screaming. Honestly, I was like, but there's already a system. And she's like, yeah, but I want to take it out beyond just real estate. I wanted to take it to people who need it, because there are so many small businesses that, so our systems of CRM, they never follow up. The whole key, you spend a lot of money to get a new person in, and you may make one phone call, or you meet somebody at a networking event. One phone call, you pick up their business card, maybe email them, and that's it. They never hear from you again. Mm-hmm. It takes at least 9 connections, whether it be phone, text, email, what have you, face-to-face, drop-bys. It takes 9 connections before somebody will buy a product from you.
Right.
Right? And it's a little bit different with real estate, because that's a really high dollar fee, you know, because you can sell something for $497 to a complete stranger, you know,
yeah.
Billions yeah. of those widgets, essentially.
Yeah.
But if you're, you know, in this business that you've invested in leads, doesn't it behoove you? That person's interested enough to come into your house, if you will. Why not serve them the cookies? Why not keep connection with them? So if we can automate that process, which is yeah. really where it is, then your life is so much easier. You're not spending all your time in the administrivia of the business. You write the content, the messages that connect with your audience, your ideal client.
Yeah.
So you have complete control over that. But you don't have to be the one who actually sends it every single day or however often you send it. You just automate it. And that's where the system really came into play. So
Very good. One of the things I loved about what you just said was the word administrivia. I think that needs to be on a t-shirt. Avoid administrivia. Buy strategic success tools.
I have another one about another brand. We call it ConfusionSoft.
Oh, I've heard that one myself before. Well, let's talk a little bit about that. I mean, CRM has become kind of a crowded marketplace in the last few years. And you're bringing a product in that's targeted specifically to small businesses. And those other CRM programs have a tendency to be probably a little bit more wieldy in the hands of a specialist. And can you talk a little bit about how you have differentiated yourself in that crowded marketplace?
Can I start? And then you can finish whatever I don't say, Nancy?
Well, I think we have to define the CRM first.
Yeah.
Customer relationship management. So essentially, it's a database that allows you to connect with your customers. We capture and we deliver, kind of. Basically it. Okay. There are a lot of moving parts to ours. However, we are kind of the antidote to ConfusionSoft, if you will, because it's easy and it doesn't require a degree in rocket science, which I live here near NASA, so I can say that around here and people are like, oh, you know, and if you have one, you know, it doesn't require a degree in rocket science, but if you have one, that's great too. And it's not as expensive. You can do this yourself.
Yes.
And we're here every single week. We're doing calls with the whole group. If you have questions and you can call, we have the support that it's not additional fees to actually ask us how to use this tool.
Right.
So it's not like you have to go off and go to SST University, you know, and you don't have to spend a fortune. You don't have to hire a specialist. I have a client who actually uses ConfusionSoft, and we initially to set it up, we paid more than $1,000 a month for a person to set it up for us and to run it for like the first 6 months. That was a big investment.
Yes, it is.
You know, we actually give you 30 days for free. I do come up and my intention is to get you, if you already have a list of people who already know you and like you, trust you if they will, that we can get you some traffic and we can get you some business right away simply by sending a follow-up message. I want that to happen in the first 30 days so that you're able to pay for it for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Or the life of this business, right?
Exactly.
That's our intention, is to make it something you will use and that actually helps you build your business.
Nancy, from the perspective of a business person who's using this system, tell me a little bit about the advantages that you're finding with it.
Well, one of the advantages is the mobile app. Mm. So when I put a phone number in here, or when I put a phone number in my Strategic Success Tools account, or if I need to have a map on it, I can go to my Strategic Success Tools. We shorten it once in a while. We shouldn't, but we do because it gets tongue-tied. It's 10 times without messing it up.
So from here on out, if we say SST, everybody will understand what we mean.
That we mean Strategic Success Tools.
Okay.
So it really becomes my brain. I don't try to, it's my online office wherever I'm at. If I'm in Florida visiting with Sony and working on or something, my office is with me. My contracts, my notes, my deals, my everything, the parties involved with the transaction, they're there. And I'm always finding new and interesting ways to put more people in, and you can put relationships in so you can tie them all together. It's the emails, the letters, the web landing pages. It's up to your imagination the best way to use it. And I don't think there's maybe a couple places that you're limited by, but not much.
Yeah.
And the video emails too are quite fun.
When do those happen? Once a week?
Whenever you schedule them, my friend.
Okay, awesome. All right. So that's right. You're able to set up video emails through your system. So like your replies can be videos rather than just text.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Let's talk a little bit about how this could be used in a project management setting. Not just a small business, but as if I were a project manager and I came to you and said, how can I utilize this tool to more efficiently run my projects? What would your answer be to that?
It's how you set it up. It does have a project management tool. For the real estate, I use it on the pre-listing, the listed part, the under contract, the closed, and then I move them into the after.
Okay.
Each of those stages can have a to-do or an action plan set up with those stages the moment you move the people into that stage.
Okay.
Your parties involved in things like that. This is kind of almost more, when I think project management, I don't think just real estate, but everything I do is real estate. So it's a little harder for me to, I know the basics, I can help you set it up and think it through. Sony's probably stronger in that than I am.
Yeah. But
it's easy to do.
Well, one of the things that I noticed when I looked through the program initially was that you have a really nice system of internal communication tools that you can use within an organization. And I feel like that a lot of other CRMs don't incorporate that as effectively as you have. And that was one of the things I was trying to get at, is that in your project management functions, you've got a lot of internal communication tools, I think, that are heads above the rest in terms of their effectiveness, and they're integrated. It's like they're integrated with the email, they're integrated with the autoresponder, they're integrated with, you know, all of the different functions that you have included. You've integrated those channels as well. I feel like that's one of the things that I saw about the product that differentiated it very clearly.
Nice.
Sony, do you mind sharing your screen and we can take a look at what SST looks like and how easy it is to actually access and
Sorry.
Oh, hey, cool. Check that out.
In my private life.
He's an actor too.
Very good.
I have eight
overdue to-do things and I didn't even know I had any.
This is our demo account, and who knows what those are. That's kind of fun. Because it does show you that, oh, you have eight things to do. Oh, yeah. Let me click and look and see what they are. Oh, I've got to update my contact information, got to follow up on some leads. Some of these are kind of overdue. Maybe I should follow up on these. Well, this is my demo account, so it's I hope. And then the client touch, I really love this because, okay, so this is our dashboard where it's the brain, where you can access anything that you need to do. Obviously, you can add a contact, you can find contacts, list them. We have video tutorials that show you how to do everything you possibly want to do with the system. Mm-hmm. And then our general settings. Reports are really cool because, I don't have any in here, but if you had sent an email blast, you can look and see what the stats are.
Okay.
Not only that, but you can see what the message was that you sent. So that was, you know, a sample of our newsletter.
Well, that's helpful.
And then you can say, okay, how many bounced? Well, 22, because these are all false email addresses in here. But the cool thing is it also shows how many people opened. And there are four actual people. And what this means is you can throw them into client touch. Now, client touch is just a super cool thing. That is, I think this is the other thing that differentiates us, is this is the room where you're playing with people, that you get to do something with everybody. And you can select with whom. So like in ActiveCampaign, for example, in MailChimp, everybody's inserted by list.
Mm-hmm.
Ours is different in that everybody's in one database. And what we do is we use flags to segregate them. So we can say, okay, well, let's see what kind of flags I have. I have whether you're a prospect or a free trial or a client or a past client. These are just my setups. If you paid $14.97 for something, $79, you know, if I met you at a certain event. So you have, all of these are customizable. If I wanted to send to somebody just in Cocoa Beach, I could choose that person.
Okay.
Or I could say, put everybody in the system, and then, oh, no, I don't want to remove any. I don't want to have any of my past clients. I'll take those out. And then, okay, so now I only have 34 people to work with. And then I can just send them an email.
So you can really be exceptionally targeted with your email blasts and your other promotions.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And it was that if you pre-write your emails and keep them in templates, that's the way I tend to do it, is I write an email. If I ever have to write an email more than one time, it's going in a template. And so then I can just pull it up and say, oh, here it is. And I could change the subject line. If I wanted to modify it, I could at this point. And I can send it right away, or I can schedule it for sometime in the next week.
Okay.
And that's because this is an intentional send. You know, a broadcast is what you normally hear them call us, or an email blast. And it customizes, you know, so it says, you know, hey, Franklin, blah, 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 blah. And if you had your company name, I could say, and bring in, you know, you've done such a great job with franklintaggart.com that blah, 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 in the music industry, you know, because I would have all of these as merge fields, if you will.
Okay.
So sorry, I got a little off track there, but
it's all right.
Bring me back in.
It's a whole lot of fun.
We like the system.
Yeah. I really like this system. And every day I'm working with it, and a new client will come in and they'll challenge me to do something else, like if then statements. So if I have somebody who answered this email, but they didn't buy, I want to send them another email. So you set up the tags and you make it do this and that and the other. And it was like, this is so much fun. I'm a geek like that. So
can you show us a little bit about how this integrates with social media?
Bring up Franklin.
Okay.
He's right off to your right.
Thank you. I took off my glasses.
You saw me pushing mine up. I get it.
So this is in Franklin's contact record, and I don't have much information about him in here, but I have two email addresses for him. And what it does is it automatically goes to his social media and searches. So it goes to Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. And it'll go on a search and find people with that email address. And you can flip through and look at who they are. Look at that.
Hey, that's me a long time ago.
And the cool thing is, it's not going to automatically friend you. But if you're signed in, which I think I'm signed into Facebook, I usually am, I could click on that and go right to his
right to my page.
Let's add him as a friend.
And now I've added him.
Very good.
So that's really cool, because I don't know about you, but especially with high dollar clients, I like to stalk them. And I like to find out, well, it's stalk with intent, not in a bad way. It's, okay, are we going to be a good fit?
Yeah.
And this is something like, especially as a high dollar, like Nancy sells real estate. That is something where you kind of really want to know who you're working with. You know, do I want to go out and meet this person? She's never like that, but which is why I don't sell real estate. But that's kind of one of those things. And to see if you're aligned, or to see if you have something in common that you can talk about.
Okay. Now, let's say that you saw something on my page that you wanted to remember. Is there a built-in mechanism within your system to remember that one thing?
Notes.
Yeah. So maybe I want to say this, I could copy that, and I come back over here and I go add a note, and I'll paste it and save it.
All right.
There we go. And I don't know if you saw that when I did that, we have quick notes, and these are all customizable too. Okay. If you have something that you often do, like maybe after your first call, you know you've discussed something, or you've left them a voicemail, well, I left them a message. Or okay. I sent them an invitation to the buyer's class. So something that you're doing repetitive, we're trying to take away repetition from your life. Because I don't like it.
Well, what I can see over there on the right-hand side is that I need to update my Google accounts. Those haven't been updated in a very long time.
We can probably help you with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do have another tool, and Nancy is really the spearhead on that one, the social media tool. Online
presence.
That's it.
Now, what about the voice and text features that you include?
So this one is not set up. So you have the option to add this on. I find it's a really great tool for speakers in particular. If you're speaking at a lot of events and you want to quickly have people join you, you can say, hey, just text your email to this phone number. I do have another account that's set up. I'd have to pop out and pop it in. But nonetheless, it allows you to create a complete funnel. So like if they text, what happens immediately, it says, oh, that's great. So that I don't look like an idiot, would you tell me what your name is? Mm-hmm. And so then they text that back. And so we've gotten two texts from you, and it creates a contact record. Okay. And we can say, trigger this particular action set. And an action set is just a set of activities that happen. So like when I go to events, typically I'll send a text back right away. Hey, it was great meeting you. And then I'll have it set up to 2 days later, send them an email saying, it was so great meeting you at the event and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Let's set up a time to chat. Would Monday work for you? You know?
Okay.
So, and that's all automated. And then I can set up a to-do that reminds me to pick up the phone and call them, or to send them another email, or to send them a card, whatever.
Yeah.
So, because sometimes we just need those reminders.
Nancy and I were talking the other day about one of the biggest challenges for small business owners is follow-up. It's easy to get the consultation, the initial consultation and the lead. But once that has happened, the follow-up is really the thing that requires the most interaction and some of the most time-intensive activities. One of the things that I'm appreciating about the system is the way that you have simplified so much of the follow-up activity. Can you talk a little bit about beyond those initial couple of messages? Let's go a little bit more deeply with this. Like, you could set up an autoresponder to go with as many iterations as you want. Can you talk a little bit about, like, for in particular a small business, like, how would you set up your system to be the most effective in terms of its initial reach with a client?
Nancy, do you want to answer that?
Yeah. One of the things that I always see is a small business will have a notepad and requesting the name and number, name and email address of somebody who might want to know about the coupons, the special offerings, special events at their store.
Right.
I don't get it. Let them put it into a landing page, into the system, and the first email they get is a, hey, thanks for responding, checking in. Here's your first email saying you've done the right thing, joining us. And then on a monthly basis, we'll drip on you and say, here's what's coming in the store. Here's what's new and exciting this month. Your spring special. Oh, it's your birthday. We're going to send you a coupon for your birthday to enjoy dinner. But we still think we have to have people put it in on a piece of paper and not opt themselves in.
Okay.
This is an example of a landing page. I don't know if you can still see it. Okay. So we have somebody who's an interior designer, and he was at a trade show, and he used an iPad, and he said, oh, I've got the insider's guide to getting the best kitchen in New Jersey. Hmm. You know, just sign up for it here. And they entered their name, email, phone, and what their, you know, what project they're considering. And then they went to download their guide. Oops, you got to enter stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's anything in here, but I mean, you get the gist of it. I can't see. Oops.
You going to put your real number there?
Yeah, why not?
Wow, look at you.
We want people to sign up.
Yeah. Just call and this is the number if you want more information, you can give me a call.
Awesome. I like that.
So this is actually somebody else's thank you page. Okay. I should have thought that through. We even have a psychic who's using the system, and what she does is she offers a free tarot card reading for you.
Oh, cool.
And so that signed up, and then so okay, I can't wait to see what the universe will bring you. You know, so that's her thank
you.
That's
a lot of fun,
isn't it?
Yeah.
So,
well, that has been a fun introduction to the system itself. Let's talk a little bit about the. Now that you've got this business, you've created something that could cross into a lot of markets.
Too many.
Yeah, no kidding. And it's like, so how do you decide where to go first?
That's probably where we've struggled. The other part is that we're learning to be honest to ourselves. I've got two passions. One is small business, entrepreneurship. My granddad was an entrepreneur. My dad was. I'm following in their footsteps. Granddad Garnand owned the funeral home and furniture store in Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
kind of a one-stop shop, including the flower shop they opened. So I struggle because I want to focus on small business, but I also want to focus on real estate. And I have a passion to share and educate people in real estate. No, not people in real estate, people who want to know about the business of real estate.
Okay.
And that's where Sony helps me out on those two things. Sony's come up with her own great path, and I'm going to pass this on to her to talk about.
Okay.
Well, my passion is for services. So coaches and consultants really is where they're who I know and what I'm passionate about. Because if you've got a great message and you want to share it, whether it be as a coach or a speaker or as an author, I want to help you get that message out there. And here's a great tool to do that. So I really focus in, and we've kind of white labeled our own product and said, okay, we've got a CRM for coaches. We've got CRM for authors, CRM for lawyers, you know, and it's really the same thing we always talk about is you need to narrow your focus. Do one niche at a time.
Yes.
I just had this conversation in my last coaching call. Was okay, it doesn't mean you can only do one thing. It's just one at a time. Let's build out this niche, and then let's build out the next niche, and then let's and that's kind of the way you can kind of get around that people saying you only have to do one thing. Well, you only do one at a time.
Yes.
Right. So we get the joy of doing real estate while we're doing small business, while we're doing, you know, consultants and coaches. So
let's talk a little bit about the special deal that you have for people who are first-time users of the program. The first 30 days are free. And how would people sign up for that particular deal?
They can go straight to...
Go ahead, set that up. StrategicSuccessTools.com.
Excellent.
But we also have a special link with Franklin.
Right.
If you put the link below... that would be awesome, Franklin, because we sent you one. It's like a bit.ly/FT free trial.
I'll include that in the description.
Yeah. Sorry. So we set one up just so that we could, you know, say thank you to Franklin when you introduce us.
Yeah, for the people who've listened to me before, you know that I'm pretty strict with my affiliate agreements, that I want to actually affiliate only for products that I believe in. And this is definitely one of them. I've looked at it, and it is something that I think that a lot of people are going to benefit from. So I will only give my endorsement if it's something that I believe in. And I appreciate that that goodwill on your part, y'all.
Thank you.
So, we've sadly reached the end of our time.
No, we have so much more to say.
I know. Doggone it. Maybe we'll just have to do this again sometime.
That'll work.
But in closing, one of the things I would just ask from you is for a person who is getting ready to start a new business, as seasoned business people yourselves now, what one piece of advice would you consider indispensable to that person?
Guidance. When I did commercial loans, I thought an accountant, attorney, and a banker were the people that you needed to ask the same question to, and you'd get three different answers. I think the marketing person, bit that I've been involved with businesses, if you can't get lead generation as part of your business, the other three don't count.
Yeah.
That's true. Mine would be remember what your goal is. Okay. That's really it. Until you know where you're going, it's going to be really hard to get there.
Yeah.
And I agree. Seeking, you know, a coach, somebody who's been there before you, a Sherpa to take you along the path, you know, I think that is the wisest thing you can do, because they can say, okay, here, let me guide you. You still have the choice to take the left or the right turn, but the fact is they already know the way to get there. So really look to, you know, like you, Franklin, you're a great example, you know, come to you for how to map my path to get to the right place.
Well, the one thing that I love about your story is that all of this started with Nancy realizing that coaching would be a helpful thing for her. And she found Sony. And all of a sudden, over the years, it's turned into an opportunity that's bigger than both of you could have imagined at the beginning, right?
Very much.
Well, thank you so much, both of you, for the conversation and for the guided tour through Strategic Success Tools. And I am just delighted to know you both and to support you in whatever way that I can. Folks, again, strategicsuccesstools.com is where you can find the 30-day deal. And I'll put the affiliate link in the description if you would choose to do that and help me out a little bit. That would be lovely too. Thanks. Thank you again, both of you.
Thank you very much.
And thanks to the listeners of the Reset Podcast. If you have a moment to review and subscribe, it's much, much appreciated. It helps me to get in front of more people, and it helps to tell more stories like Sony's and Nancy's. And I will look forward to our next episode when it comes around. Thank you again, ladies.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for taking the time to listen to, subscribe, and review the Reset Podcast. The Reset Podcast features interviews, insights, and in-depth reflections that will help you navigate your own fresh start. If you'd like to be a guest or share an idea for a topic you'd like to hear about, please contact podcast@franklintaggart.com. I offer a wide range of services to people who are ready to live with clear direction, new possibilities, greater freedom, and unlimited creativity. If you're looking for a new beginning, I'm available to help you. More information is available at franklintaggart.com. The Reset Podcast is a production of Franklin Taggart and Make Your Own Way Media. All rights reserved.